Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Want a biscuit? Good boy.
Oh, no. Does that have something to do with today's theme?
It might.
Jiminy Christmas.
Yeah. See if you can guess it this time.
Biscuit, huh?
Yes. National holidays today, this week, this month.
Excellent, and we are?
It is the month of the week of August 7th through 13th.
Day, week, month, year, who,
it's
you know.
The year of August 7th through 13th.
It is cat soup.
Yes. This is National Smile Week. We're smiling on the radio.
Can't you see us?
Uh-huh. No, they generally can't see us anyway.
We have huge Cheshire cat smiles.
Yes. Uh-huh. August 10th.
August 10th.
This is your first hint. Lazy Day. Lazy Day is your chance to goof off and definitely not work, and it definitely comes at a good time. Hot, muggy weather makes it easy to kick back and be lazy for a day. If summer chores are not done by now, they can just wait one more day. It is best spent on a hammock along with your favorite summer beverage.
Now, whoever said, there's no lazy day, just lazy people. Well, we respectfully disagree. August 10th is proof positive. It is indeed a lazy day, and we consider that a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays this month. I found interesting birthdays.
Birthdays.
Again, from holidayinsights.com. August 7th,
okay.
1903, Rudolf C. Ising, the animator and co-creator of Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, was born. Now, this is interesting because he created Barnyard Dog, Charlie Dog,
Wolf.
Goopy Gear,
mm-hmm.
and Spike the Bulldog,
yeah.
and Chester the Terrier.
Love it.
And on August 9th, 1945, Ken Norton was born. And on August 10th, 1967, Riddick Bowe was born. Those are both boxers.
Champions.
Champion heavyweight
Boxing.
Boxers.
Champions, yes.
Yes.
This day in history, August 11th, the Beagles, Beatles, began their last U.S. concert tour.
In 1966, I was just a wee lad.
I guess the theme for today is going to the dogs.
Yes, sort of. Dogs. Dog days of summer.
Love it.
Do you like that? I'm getting clever.
Throw them a biscuit.
There you go. Woof. The dog days of summer, that's our curious saying for the day. They are July 3rd through August 11th, generally. Everyone knows that the dog days of summer occur in the hottest and muggiest part of the season. Webster defines dog days as the period between early July and early September, specifically July 3rd through August 11th, when the hot, sultry weather of summer usually occurs in the Northern Hemisphere, except when it snows, of course, in Ohio.
Course.
And it's also known as a period of stagnation or inactivity.
Ohio. Oh. From factmonster.com. Named in the early times by observers in countries bordering the Mediterranean, the period was reckoned as extending from 20 days before to 20 days after the conjunction of Sirius, the dog star, and the sun.
Sirius. Sirius, like Sirius Radio.
You say Cyrus, I say Sirius. In the latitude of the Mediterranean region, this period coincided with hot days that were plagued with disease and discomfort.
Ooh.
Ouch. No disease.
Guess what I found?
It's our top 1,527 list.
From top5.com.
There we go.
We have the seven.
Seven.
The top seven.
From top five.
Superpowers most coveted by dogs.
Excellent.
Number seven, Invisibath. The power to disappear at the first sound of bathwater.
How true. Number six, Skeet Vision. The ability to shoot laser beams from your eyes to blast the darn frisbee out of the sky.
Number five, squirrel freeze. That needs no definition.
No definition. Number four, anti-psych out. Immunity to all that fake throw nonsense.
Vacuum calm. Utter self-control whenever the vacuum cleaner is turned on.
Number two, goosey track.
Gucci.
Gucci track. Gucci.
I knew I should have read that one.
I'm just dogging this. An invincible digestive system that sustains itself entirely on designer shoes.
And the number one superpower most coveted by dogs?
Dobermorph. The ability to change into Doberman anytime something rolls up a newspaper.
I like Dobermore. My dachshunds think they're Dobermans.
My Jack Russell.
Little dogs. Aren't little dogs great?
Love them.
Yeah. We have from Dumb Criminals.
Da, 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 da.
I love the headline of this one. From dumbcriminals.com. I'm high on your pets.
Mm.
Wednesday, June 22nd, 2011. Filed under burglaries, drugs, and robberies. According to CNN, a young robbery crew in Santa Monica had cleared a house out all of its electronics and jewelry, but they also unknowingly took with them the cremated ashes of the owner's father and their two dead dogs. Thinking it was cocaine, the five teens began to excitedly snort the ashes. Upon realizing what it actually was, and I don't know how they realized what it actually was, I'm not really sure, they dumped the remains of the remains into a nearby lake and were later arrested. There's nothing you can say after that, Joe.
No, this is just not right.
On so many levels.
On so many levels. Dateline, Friday, April 8th, 2011. Man's best friend, filed under drunks. Admit it. You found yourself talking to animals at least one time in your life. Maybe it's your favorite cat or brother's boring lizard. And even the annoying fly in the kitchen you've been trying to destroy for the past half hour.
Just stay still, for God's sake.
But at least most of us don't try to carry an actual conversation with these creatures. A young man in Ohio was charged with a misdemeanor after being found barking and hissing obnoxiously at a police dog. He noticed a policeman watching, so he ceased his wordless dialogue and walked away. It was discovered later that he had been really drunk and obviously a bit lonely and starved for conversation. But according to UPI.com, the man informed the police that the dog started it. Now, that's an infallible argument right there. The dude would make a great, fantastic lawyer, I'm sure.
Can't bark at a dog. Have you ever wondered why dogs do what they do?
No.
Oh, well, can you for a moment pretend that you do?
Geez, I wonder what dogs do or why they do what they do.
Well, from Cracked.com, we have insane dog behaviors explained by evolution. This was written by Sam Cooper.
Oh, this is going to be good.
This is wonderful. One reason we love dogs is they give us so many reasons to feel superior to them. But much of what they do is so bizarre and unfathomable that you can't help but wonder what the heck they're thinking.
I wonder what the heck they're thinking.
It turns out they have their reasons.
Weird reasons.
Weird reasons. Mm. Number one, turning around and around before sitting. My dogs do this. Rex always twirls around a few times before lying down on the rug. Did I accidentally buy the ballerina edition of the animal? So what the heck are dogs thinking?
Eons of evolution have irreversibly stamped the spin before lying down technique into every dog's genetic repertoire, ensuring that every dog looks like it's trying to make sure its tail is still attached before falling asleep. Yes, once again, an evolutionary look over makes your dog look
insane.
Back in their wild days when they did not have rugs or beds from Petco to sleep on, turning around a few times before lying down would have flattened any tall grass. That served a dual purpose of making the area more comfortable, and to scour the spot for unpleasant creatures like snakes that would bite the dog while it slept. It turns out that turning around is also an excellent form of temperature regulation. It not only clears tall grass and debris from the spot in the ground, but it exposes a cool layer of dirt. In arid weather conditions, when a mud puddle or some kind of air conditioning prod, a dog pillow may not be available, this difference in temperature can be invaluable for the animal's comfort. The fact that a mud puddle is considered to be a luxury in the canine world makes us a little sad.
It makes me giggle.
Except for all the women who go and get a mud pack.
Mud bath, yeah, mud pack. I had one of those once.
It supposedly cools you down.
It does.
And it hides things, but we don't want to go there either.
Okay.
Actually.
Licking. Dachshunds. I have many dachshunds, and they are notorious. They lick anything. Upholstery, especially. They love to just lick. This is one of those things we just accept from dogs, and may even like it. Despite the fact that there's no obvious reason for it at all, why does your dog lick you? Is it love? Is it laying the groundwork for carnivorous slaughter? A little taste test. Does your skin secrete something that gets them high, like those funky toads? What the heck are dogs thinking?
Whether fated to enjoy a life of responsibility as a senile dog or a life of shame as a celebrity's purse accessory, The first thing every dog is introduced to upon being shuttled out of their mother's womb is the tongue. Dogs start life being licked and continue tradition from here. Mother dogs lick the birthy ooze from the pups and continue grooming them through their development. Wolf puppies lick their mother's face as a signal to regurgitate food for them. Actually, we have the same reaction when chicken children lick our face. As dogs grow older, licking becomes more of a submissive gesture. The less dominant members of the pack lick the alpha dogs, which kind of puts a different spin on the whole doggy kisses thing. It doesn't mean he likes you. It means he knows you can crush him so he, if you so desire, and he is submitting to your will. If the dog is licking himself, it may not, as the above logic dictates, be the dog declaring the house to be awesome, but rather maybe due to allergies or soreness somewhere. Some dogs instinctively lick their wounds to clean them. They also lick any sore spots like achy joints or whatever. It's entirely possible the dog is just doing it out of boredom or nervousness, the doggy equivalent of biting our nails. Hey, people, find your dog a hobby already, eh?
So it'll stop licking. That is their hobby, is licking.
Yeah.
Now, we love it when the dogs wag their tails, right?
That was a good movie.
Yeah. Huh?
Never mind.
Okay.
Go for it.
Dave's going, yes, yes. It's over my head again. Anyway, so you fake your dog out by pretending to throw the frisbee.
Woof.
You make him sleep in a cage in the garage. Mm. But you figure it's okay because Rover's tail is still wagging. Do you still have to feel guilty about what you've done? After all, he means, you know, he's happy to see you because he's wagging his tails. Wait, why did they wag their tails? So what the heck are dogs thinking? I just noticed that tails is spelled T-A-L-E-S here.
Yep.
Why are they wagging their tails?
This is true, a tall tale, yes.
It's a tall tale. Well, anyway, when they wag their tails, what the heck are dogs thinking?
The thing is, a wagging tail can mean many different things. It's like smiling while holding a knife. If you're doing it while posing for a picture with your birthday cake, it's generally okay. If it happens over the sedated body of the mailman, you may be insane. It's the same here. The little details matter. While most believe that a wagging tail means the dog is happy, the position of the tail means a lot more than the wagging itself. When his tail is held low and curved in a U-shape and is wagging slowly, everything is cool. If the tail is high or arched over the back, the dog is supremely interested and maybe even teed off about something. Yeah, normal. So a dog can express a lot with his tail, and wagging does appear to be primarily to be a form of communication. Film your dog at home alone, and it won't often wag its tail, not the way it does when it's greeting you at the door or meeting other dogs. Dogs are pack animals. Communication is a big deal, and the tail is like a little furry flag you can wave around to signal others. Also, a helicopter.
I like to use my dog as a helicopter.
Oh.
No. When dogs, when they were puppies,
you like to twirl them around.
We'd pick them up and twirl around. Their little ears would flap out. Helicopter dog.
Dog abuse.
Yes.
By the way, the same goes for putting their tail between their legs. It's thought to be a sign of submission. The opposite of an aggressive dog raising the tail high is mentioned above, because it's basically the dog making itself smaller. Tucking away the tail and lowering the ears is a way to sort of shrink away. I don't matter if you're a bigger dog. Don't rip my throat out.
Aww. I found a rumination.
Rumination.
Remember what a rumination is?
Ruminations.
Ruminate.
To think, to ponder, to dwell upon.
Yes. Rumination here for the day from Lori Pedersen. When people dress their dogs like kids, I think it often might just be a case of mistaken identity.
Oh.
I like that. I buy little outfits for my dachshunds, and then they chew them.
Point proven.
And I found a top five list.
Top five with 19 today.
No, 11.
Okay.
11.
11.
The top 11 problems with teaching a dog to drive.
Oh, man.
I know.
This could be fun.
Remember Toonces the driving cat on Saturday Night Live?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, this is why there was Toonces and not Dogses or Fidos. The moment the car starts rolling, Fido's out the window chasing other cars.
Tickets for parking in front of fire hydrants pile up quickly.
Number 9, it's hard to hold a latte and a cell phone without opposable thumbs.
Number 8, instead of chasing its old tail, it does donuts until it gets dizzy.
Another problem with teaching your dog to drive? His only CDs? Three Dog Night, Snoop Dogg, and the Baja Men.
Yama.
Let the dogs out.
Ooh. Number 6, let's see. Release clutch, shift into third, engage clutch, turn on left blinker, check to see if I can merge into traffic, check speed, ease over into the lane, and safely merge. Squirrel, 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 squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Number five, you might teach him to get the stick into first gear, but he's only going to return it to park immediately afterward.
Nice one. Yeah. Number four, he always wants to stop to snip every other car's exhaust pipes.
That was a pretty clean way of saying that.
Sorry.
Number three, you have to keep teaching him not to circle the block three times before parking.
Excellent. Number two, he always falls for the fake lane change.
And the number one problem with teaching a dog to drive?
Go means green. Red means stop. Cat means accelerate.
I take exception to that.
And run over.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Meow. The lie of the day. From HaLife.com, we have Dave's Web of Lies.
Love it.
Yes. Now we're going to read just the disclaimer here because you guys are used to our lies.
Well, so we examine each of these lies of any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality. We cannot guarantee that our lies, in fact, are not true.
But they're lies.
We're lying about this.
Here's some lies about dogs.
Excellent.
St. Bernard dogs have such an acute sense of smell that they can detect a hamburger being flipped from over 600 miles away.
Remember, this is a lie.
This one's for Dave. Dyslexic, agnostic, insomniac dogs sit around at night wondering about... I'm sorry, let me start that again. Dyslexic, agnostic, insomniacs sit around at night wondering about dog.
Remember, this is a lie.
According to studies, no two bulldogs have the same barking pattern.
Remember, this is a lie.
Pit bull dogs will not attack anyone who wears a ham tied around their neck. Scooby-Doo is banned in China, as owning a talking dog is associated with the triads.
Then this is a lie.
I love this one. The famous dog Rin Tin Tin was named after the metallic alloy used in his construction. To this date, he remains the most advanced robotic dog ever to star in a sitcom, with the possible exception of Roseanne.
Oh, this is a lie. Or half-truth.
There's some more lies here.
Dogs are more intelligent than cats.
Hey, remember, that's a lie.
Yeah. Throwing a handful of mung beans at a noisy dog is a sport in Iraq.
This is a lie.
A dog bum smells like lollipops to other dogs.
Remember, this is a lie.
Like, I want to know that one.
Mm-mm.
A dog, although dogs can generally only see in black and white, this is so good. Although dogs can generally only see in black and white, some German breeds can see shades of purple.
Beginning in March 1963, the Royal National Institute for the Blind unsuccessfully attempted to break the stranglehold on the assistance animals market held by the Guide Dogs for the Blind Association. They experimented with guide rabbits, guide woodpeckers, guide cats, and in one spectacularly unsuccessful trial, guide very hungry alligators. The trials were quietly shelved some 8 months later.
Little ankle biting going on there. Remember, this is a lie.
Yes. Did you know you can cure a dog of halitosis by giving it a clove to suck on?
This is a lie.
Suck on this, woof.
Nami, nami, nami. Cats are, in fact, inside-out dogs.
Remember, that's a lie.
All guide dogs for the blind spend a year being blindfolded to establish empathy.
Aw.
Everyone knows that dog years are 7 years longer than human years. Unfortunately, the simple mathematic relationship is being jeopardized by cheap imports by completely uncalibrated dogs from Eastern Europe. Unless this menace is stopped, dogs will start to range from less than 5 to as many as 12 or even 15 human years.
Remember, this is a lie.
Yeah, dogs are quite aware of the way they smell when wet and are actually quite self-conscious about it.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, if you keep a cat long enough, it'll eventually turn into a dog.
No, that's a lie.
Wow.
The recipe for Coca-Cola, however, remains a secret mainly because the principal ingredient is dog saliva.
Spider eggs, here we go again. This is a lie.
Researchers have discovered that dogs named Toby have 140% of the average canine lifespan.
Remember, this is a lie.
I found another top list from top5.com.
And 15 this time?
Nine.
Okay.
The top nine signs your dog is no longer your best friend.
Okay, here we go.
Number nine, you find him taking notes as he rereads Cujo for the umpteenth time.
Number eight, you originally threw a stick, but he comes back carrying a restraining order.
Number 7, your best kitchen knife disappeared and someone has signed up for a correspondence course in neutering.
Number 6, those invisible...
How'd you get this job, Joe?
I love it. I'm having a great day today. Those invisible fence guys are measuring your bedroom.
Number 5, he hid your cane and now constantly leads you into lampposts and heavy traffic.
Number 4, he buries your car keys in the backyard along with your car.
Number 3, Rover no longer chases off Jehovah's Witnesses. In fact, now he drags them home from other neighborhoods.
Number 2, the only thing he'll fetch is a toaster, and only while you're bathing.
And the number 1 sign your dog is no longer your best friend?
He throws your son Timmy into the well.
That is so wrong.
In many ways.
In many ways. Oh, my. I found from TravelingDogs.com.
Traveling Dogs.
Yes. It okay. is a huge one. There's pages and pages on this website. Even if you don't like dogs, it's worth looking at. But we found the Dog's Dictionary and Guide.
Cool.
Because we know what these things mean, but dogs have a whole different meaning.
And we have to teach them.
To a dog, a leash is a strap that attaches to your collar, enabling you to lead your owner where you want him or her to go. Make sure that you are waiting patiently with leash in mouth when your owner comes home from work. This immediately makes your owner feel guilty, and the walk is lengthened by a good 10 minutes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Dog bed. Any soft, clean surface such as a white bedspread, newly upholstered couch, or the dry cleaning that was just picked up.
Yes. Drool. What you do when your owners have food and you don't. To do this properly, sit as close as you can, look sad, and let the drool fall on the floor, or better yet, on their laps.
Sniff. A social custom to use when you greet other dogs or those people that sometimes smell like dogs. That explains a lot.
That's good. Thunder. A signal the world is coming to an end. Humans remain amazingly calm during thunderstorms, so it's necessary to warn them of the dangers by trembling, panting, rolling your eyes wildly, and following at their heels.
Bath. A process owners use to clean you, drench the floor, walls, and themselves. You can help by shaking vigorously and frequently.
And love. A feeling of intense affection given freely and without restriction shared by you and your owner. You show it by wagging your tail. Unconditional love. That's what I love about my dogs.
Love it.
Do you know what a haiku is?
Gesundheit.
A haiku is... Is it Japanese? I think it's Japanese.
A haiku
it's
is
Asian,
Japanese.
And it's so many syllables per line. 5, 7, 5 or...
Very short list of poems, yes.
Yes. But there's syllables or something involved. Anyway, I found a whole list of dog haikus.
Okay.
Okay? We probably need some Asian music behind us, but we don't have any, but... Just pretend, folks, okay? I love my master. Thus I perfume myself with this long-rotted squirrel.
I lie belly up in the sunshine, happier than you ever will be.
Today I sniffed many dog butts I celebrate by kissing your face.
I sound the alarm. Paperboy, come to kill us all. Look, 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 look.
I sound the alarm, mailman fiend. Come to kill us all. Look, 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 look. That was the Pekingese.
Yeah. I sound the alarm, meter reader. Come to kill us all. Look, 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 look.
I sound the alarm, garbage man. Come to kill all. Look, 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 look. That was a nervous chihuahua.
Ah. And now from the Jack Russell world. I sound the alarm, neighbor's cat. Come to kill all. Look, 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 look.
How do I love thee? My ways are numberless as my hairs on your rug.
My human is home. I am so ecstatic. I have made a puddle.
I hate my choke chain. Look, world, they strangle me.
Sleeping here, my chin. On your foot, no greater bliss. Well, maybe catching cats.
Meow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look in my eyes and deny it. No human could love you as much as I do.
Dig under fence. Why? Because it's there. Because it's there. There. Because it's there.
And the last haiku, written by a dog. I am your best friend, now, always, and especially when you are eating.
May you never miss the water till the bowl has run dry.
That's an Irish blessing.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. I said it wrong.
What?
May you never miss the water bowl till the bowl has run dry.
Yes, sir. That's good. May you have the hindsight to know where you've been, the foresight to know where you're going, and the insight to know when you've gone too far.
Hope and Begotter, that was a very beautiful one.
Wasn't that pretty?
Yes, it
yes.
was.
Mm-hmm. I have another top five list.
You do?
I do.
All right.
I can't find it, but it's here somewhere.
Okay. No superpowers. We did that one. Teaching a dog to drive. We did that one.
No longer a best friend. We did that one. Maybe I don't. Oh, I know what we had. We had some more dog dictionary words. Ah. Yes, we did.
Cool.
Yes. A garbage can is a container your neighbors put out weekly to test your ingenuity. You stand on your hind legs and push the lid off with your nose. If you do it right, you're rewarded with food wrappers to shred, beef bones to consume, moldy crusts of bread, and sometimes even an old Nike.
Yum.
Yay.
Bicycles. Two-wheeled exercise machine, invented for dogs to control body fat. To get maximum aerobic effect, you must hide behind a bush and dash out, bark loudly, and run alongside for a few yards. The rider swerves and falls into the bushes, and you prance away.
I like that one. A wastebasket. This is a lot like the garbage can. Oh, and it's yours to read.
Well, go ahead. I'll read some.
See, we color key this. My things I read are pink, and things you read are blue.
You're
colorblind, though, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
A dog toy filled with water, envelopes, and old candy wrappers. When you get bored, turn over the basket and strew the papers all over the house. This is particularly fun to do when there are guests for dinner and you prance around with the contents of that very special bathroom waste paper basket.
Ew. Ew. Sofas are to dogs like napkins are to people. After eating, it is polite to run up and down the front of the sofa and wipe your whiskers clean. If there are people sitting on the couch, just include them as a handy wipe.
There you go.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Quick dog story.
What?
We had a dog and we lived on Guam, and she had puppies.
You lived on Guam?
Lived on the island of Guam before it flipped over from too many people, but that's another story. We had a dog. Dog was what they called a booney dog. What we call a Heinz 57.
A booty dog?
Booney.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my booty dog. It was a booney dog. Anyways, the dog had puppies, and one of the puppies got underneath the washing machine. The wife couldn't lift the washing machine to get the puppies, so I had to come home, lift the washing machine to get the puppy out from underneath the washing machine. This dog never forgot. One day we're having a huge party. There's 30-some people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Caesar comes walking in the house, looks up at the wife, lifts his leg, pees on the carpet, and walks out the front door. Now that was a dog.
That was a dog, yes. Mm-hmm. My dogs, my little wiener dogs, my little dachshunds, they roll up in towels in their beds, like little sausages. They're so cute.
Yep.
Yes. And we have a problem. We got a cat. And we play
cats
the game.
Are a problem.
We play the game. The cat is not amused. The dog, Izzy, wants to play. I want to play. I want to play. I want to play. I want to play. And Jasper, the cat, just sits there and goes, I'm not amused.
Yeah, go away.
Go away. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have for today. I am not dog. I'm cat.
And I am Joe.
And together we are
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
May you have a great week.
Bye-bye. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cat strut.